Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Time to play the acronym game. We're going to start with pop culture acronyms. The most Google searched online acronym each year for the last 15 years. I will give you the letters. You buzz in and tell me what it stands for. Should be a distinct advantage for Kelly and Maitland and Tommy, because a lot of these are online type things.
Okay.
That's not to say that everyone else won't do great. Are you ready?
Yes.
Buzz in with your name when you think you know. Keep track of your score. Whoever gets the most wins. 2009, FML.
Hot wings.
Hot wings. Don't say the whole thing.
I won't. What I really wanted to do is say that word on purpose and then say ML. F my life.
F my life. One for Hot Wings. 2010, FTW.
Maitland.
Kelly. Maitland.
For the win.
Yes. 2011, SMH.
Kelly. Tommy.
Kelly.
Shaking my head. Scratching my head.
Yes. So Hot Wings has one. Mate, one. Kelly, one. Tommy has buzzed in second 3 times.
Thank you.
You have.
I'll get the next one.
You will. YOLO.
Hot Wings. Kelly.
Hot Wings.
You only live once.
Correct. 2013, OOTD.
Maitland.
Tommy.
You sound so defeated already, Tommy. We're just starting. Kelly.
Outfit of the day.
Outfit of the day.
Oh, wow. I
never heard that one until just now.
I've never seen that one.
Really?
No.
Dang, guys. Was that you got to do more fit checks.
Amen.
Yeah, I know. I'm not doing enough fit. I don't do many fit checks, honestly.
So what would you do? You'd post this, say, outfit of the day.
Mm-hmm.
People tell you what you're doing wrong?
I mean, they could, I guess, if that's their opinion, but you can always ask people.
You're just fishing for compliments?
Sometimes, but you can ask people, what am I blind to? You know, what's going on with me? OOTD. And people be like, you got eyebrow blindness. You got pants blindness.
Mm.
You got cankle blindness.
Really?
I mean,
did you ever do that and get something really hurtful when you were expecting just people to go, ooh, I really like that?
I don't have to ask. People just say hurtful things to me on the internet no matter what.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah.
I hear you. Maitland, what about you?
Yeah,
do outfit of the day?
Oh, I thought you were asking if people say hurtful things about me. I was like, yes, they do. Yeah, in high school, you post it at OOTD. The OOTDA.
Thought, THOT.
Maitland.
Kelly.
Maitland.
That hoe over there.
Mate's on the board with now 2. 2015, number one Google searched acronym, TBH.
Tommy.
Maitland.
Tommy!
To be honest.
You did it, Tommy.
Feels good.
Tied for second. 2016, WYD.
Tommy.
Kelly. Tommy.
What you doing?
Oh, yeah. Now we're in your wheelhouse.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
2017, TFW.
Kelly. No.
Steve.
Steve.
That feeling win.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah.
You are embarrassed, aren't you?
I wasn't even paying attention, and I got that one.
Oh. I thought you were chagrined because you knew it.
I'm half listening because I'm doing something else.
Kind of talking crap about the other 4.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm doing.
Yeah, geez, braggy.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. 2018. They didn't list one. 2019. FOMO.
Tommy.
Ellie.
Yes. Tommy.
Oh, fear of missing out.
Yes. Were you first? Did I screw somebody over?
No, I mean, I was totally first.
Oh, I actually didn't do that on purpose. Sorry,
I murdered Tommy on that one, but that's
okay. I'll give you that one.
FYP.
Kelly. Maitland.
Kelly.
For You page.
Correct.
What is it?
The For You page on TikTok. You have your following. Oh. And they have their shop page now, which is super annoying. I hate it. And then their For You page, which are all the videos they curate for your page.
Okay.
2021. This one's different. 1437.
Kelly. Kelly.
Kelly.
I love you forever.
Correct. Can you explain it?
One is I. Four is love, because there's four letters.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and then you. Y'all never saw 143 as I love you ever?
No.
Oh.
Or if I did, I didn't know what it meant.
That was an old pager code, right?
I don't know.
Apparently, people would use that when pagers were a thing.
That would make sense.
To say I love you
when you had to pay by the digit
and
or the character
to finish forever as seven letters.
Yeah, I'd never heard 1437, always 143, but then I was like, well, forever seven letters in it. So
IYKYK.
Kelly. Maitland.
Kelly.
If you know, you know.
Yeah, Kelly's got four ahead of Tommy now. Outmix has two. Mate has two. Steve has one. Tommy has three. 2023 BFFR.
Maitland.
Careful on this one, Tommy.
Be freaking for real.
Correct. Tommy's got four. 2024 LWKY.
Kelly.
Kelly.
Low key.
Correct.
Oh.
See, that one's tricky because the rest were all one thing. All right, let's go away from the internet. Like those kinds of ones. Let's see what you can do on other things.
Okay.
Products. 5 points if anyone can tell me what IKEA stands for. Did you know it's an acronym?
Yeah, but is it in another language?
Yeah, like something very Scandinavian.
I mean, if you can get it,
you can have
Ingvar Kamprad Elmtrid. Agunere.
Oh, man, I should have said it.
NASDAQ.
No idea.
Closest gets the point.
National American Stocks. Don't actually qualify.
Okay.
Hot Wings.
You're in the lead so far. Hot Wings.
North American Stock Index.
No, not enough letters.
Me?
Tommy?
North American Stock Data Analyst Quality.
I mean, what it really is doesn't sound much better than that. No. Steve, anybody else? Kelly or Maitland?
I don't have a clue.
Steve, you're going to get it. National Association of Securities Dealers Automated Quotations.
That sounds like a scam.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know Yahoo is an acronym?
No.
Yahoo!
What is it? Thank you. What is it an acronym for?
Kelly.
Kelly?
Yahoo. You are home, online.
Oh, yeah. No. Yet another hierarchically organized oracle. No one would get that.
Stupid.
Wow.
It is stupid. Let's see. Try some medical acronyms. NICU.
Maitland.
Maitland.
Oh. Neonatal unit? Neonatal intensive care unit.
Correct.
Nice job.
Once you used all the letters.
Yeah.
You got it. I liked how you said knee a lot at first, like you're doing that bit from Monty Python. Let's see. Pre-op.
Hot wings.
Pre-operation. That's correct. Pre-operative, yeah. ROM, in medical terms.
Like ROM?
Yes.
Okay.
Tommy. Romance.
Yes. When the doctor puts on the glove and lets it snap.
Exactly.
Maitland.
Sultry excitement.
For some ROM.
Mate.
Rolled over me.
No.
Yeah.
Range?
Range of motion.
Kelly got it.
Oh.
Range of motion. UTI.
Not Wings.
Maitland. Kelly.
Hot Wings.
Urinary tract infection.
Yes, that's correct.
Some cranberries, ladies.
NATO.
Hot Wings. North Atlantic Treaty Organization.
Correct. FLOTUS.
Maitland.
Maitland.
First Lady of the United States.
Yes. AWOL.
Hot Wings.
Steve.
Hot Wings.
Absent without leave.
Yes.
Oh, absent without official leave.
It just says absent without leave on here.
But with the O.
What's the O?
Out.
With. Out, but that's
without
one word.
One word, yeah.
But that's what the military does, though. They like to make acronyms out of words that aren't like really there, or they leave the ones out just so they can get them.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. URL.
Hot Wings.
Really? Okay.
Oh. This is one of those ones where I knew it at one point, but I don't know it now.
Now that I see it, I've read it before, but I would have never gotten it. URL.
Universal redress list?
No. You got zero words correct.
Okay.
Hmm. Maitland.
Okay.
URL, like the web loop. So you can get the most words. We'll do this as a group.
Universal.
No.
Oh. Really lame.
Okay, no. Steve.
I would have thought universal too, but I'm hearing that that's not the case.
It's not it. Nope.
Unqualified.
Okay.
Resource locator.
You got two words correct.
Oh.
Whoa.
Kelly.
Ooh, Steve.
You said...
What did he say?
You said unqualified resource locator.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I don't know which of those two qualify. So I'm going to say untitled doesn't make sense.
Are you asking me?
Unified resource locator.
Incorrect.
Steve.
Damn.
Steve. Unix resource locator.
Incorrect. Still two right.
I know Unix is a computer thing.
Mm-hmm. It does start with the prefix UNI.
Kelly?
Just like you said.
Hot wings.
Hot wings.
Kelly was first.
Kelly?
Unit resource locator?
No. Hot wings.
Steve?
Unibrow.
No. Tommy?
Unilateral.
Nope.
Unicycle.
No.
Oh, I was going to say unicycle. Unit.
No.
Unitarian.
No.
Ugly.
No, Maitland, not ugly. Nope.
Oh, you said uni.
Yeah.
But I enjoy your
uni-ugly
pizzazz with that
uniquely.
Answer.
Oh, that's a way of calling someone uniquely ugly. You uniquely.
Steve.
Unique.
Steve.
Unique.
No.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Wait. Tommy.
Tommy?
Unique.
No.
Oh.
Like, no sexual...
Steve just
I think that starts with an E.
It does start with an E.
E-U,
maybe it was a silent E.
Yeah.
You.
I mean, it would be.
Even if it's silent, it's still there.
Yeah.
Like,
depends on who you ask.
Like K-N-O-W, it's still spelled that way.
Well, they lose their balls, we lose the E. Be a little picky.
Okay. That's better to be us.
Thank you.
You love a man in?
Kelly.
Kelly.
Uniform.
Uniform what?
Regulated.
Steve.
Maitland.
Longevity. I already
Maitland.
Forgot the
uniform RL. Resource locator.
That's it. I was like, how did I forget that?
I would have. If it wasn't in front of me, I'd have been like, oh.
Steve, don't look at me like that. I got to put icing on my arm right now for my poison ivy. It's
Is
so
it
itchy.
Icing? Like yes. frosting?
It you looks like
frosting.
It.
Yeah. No, it's cortisone tin.
Really, really slathered it on.
It's oily though, so if I don't, it's gonna get all itchier.
You're just sitting here like awkwardly like, with your.
You
arm.
Look like a praying mantis waiting for a fly to go by.
That's how I feel right now. It's on my hands.
Look out, everyone! Kelly's ready to mate again. She's gonna eat a brain.